Many Nevada residents are repulsed at the idea of their state becoming the nation's main repository for nuclear waste. They also are not pleased about the state's new license plate that was held up during yesterday's congressional debate. It features a mushroom cloud framed on either side by Einstein's theory of relativity and the symbol of the atom. It commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Nevada nuclear test site. From member station KUNR in Reno, Brian Bayhuth reports.
The 1,400-square-mile Nevada test site, 65 miles north of Las Vegas, is the largest restricted access area in the United States. Between 1951 and 1992, 928 nuclear detonations rocked the site's sagebrush-covered valleys and mesas. For years, mushroom clouds rose in the sky above a fast-growing Las Vegas. The test site was controversial, but to many Nevadans, it was a source of state pride. The idea for the mushroom cloud plate came from State Senator Dina Titus.
Nevada's support for the test site has always been because that was something that was patriotic to do, preserving democracy and protecting the United States' interest in the Cold War.
Money from the sale of the plate will fund a museum and archive devoted to the history of the Nevada test site. That's why Titus, who is a longtime critic of nuclear testing in Nevada, supports the plate.
We need a museum, we need a research center, we need a place to keep all these records together so people can understand the Cold War, can understand the arms race, and perhaps we won't ever need these weapons again and we can learn something from our mistakes.
Still, many in the state don't understand that reasoning. John Hatter is northern director of the Nevada-based public interest group Citizen Alert. He says the timing of the nuclear plate is not good.
I think to people outside Nevada, it could send a mixed message, especially since right now Nevada is in this great fight to oppose the Yucca Mountain dump site and saying that we don't want nuclear waste here, we don't want nuclear materials here, and this license plate may give people the impression that, you know, we're okay with what happened.
What happened, at least according to one group of citizens from Nevada and Utah, is that fallout from years of nuclear testing caused serious health problems for those who live downwind from the test site. They call themselves the downwinders and say the mushroom cloud plate minimizes their issues. Many Nevadans agree. At the Reno Department of Motor Vehicles, Brian Woods and Fred Anderson say they don't want the new plate.
I wouldn't be interested in something like that at all, no. I can't see celebrating a weapon.
Nuclear power is a valid thing, I suppose, but it sure killed an awful lot of people. For the state to be proud of that seems irresponsible.
Still, some are in favor of acknowledging Nevada's role in fighting the Cold War and remembering that history, like Jeff Engelke of Sparks.
I think there's nothing wrong with it. It's a historical piece of the state of Nevada, you know. People can derive whatever they want out of it, but it is a piece of history. I think it's fine.
Downwinders and public interest groups who oppose the plate want the museum to reflect both sides of the debate. Senator Titus says it will.
It will cover the whole story, good and bad, and that's why it's good for us to understand all the implications of the program.
The special plate will be issued in December, and Nevadans will be able to buy them for $60 a copy. The DMV expects mushroom cloud plate sales to be brisk. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bayhuth in Reno.